Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Good morning, Metroplex. Happy Friday to you from DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Got the entire morning crew here. Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, Troy Hughes, and Roy White. And the weather is not going away. The full Friday and weekend forecast coming up. We have a lot more of the baseball scandal. We have a police incident with Odell Beckham. We have Antonio Brown getting dumped by Drew Rosenhaus. We got Mike Fisher. We got a full weekend preview for Sunday. Who is going to advance to the Super Bowl? But get this out of the way before the boss wakes up. We're not allowed to talk about our personal lives anymore. I did send out the message yesterday that first kid is expected and on the way. So
you did it.
Yeah, did it. Literally.
Yep. You did it.
Yeah. Thanks to Troy Hughes, who at my I can't keep all these things straight. That was an engagement party. Mm-hmm. You know, there's like four different baby showers and this party and that party. It's just ridiculous. But Troy gave me, you know, this little kit to help out with baby making, and I'm not going to identify which things in there were helpful and not helpful. There was one in particular that was, you know, extremely advantageous. But,
all right.
But yeah, it was a contributing factor. So I feel like, you know, everyone is part of this. You know, Troy's part father, you're part father, Roy's part father. So there you go with a boy expected mid-July.
Oh, man.
When's training camp?
Mid-July.
Late July?
Oh, man, that's... that's a problem.
Yeah.
I got married end of June, and like 3 weeks later, I was gone for a full month. That did not go over well.
Yeah.
And it didn't end well, the whole thing, either. That had nothing to do with that. I can only imagine, though, the child coming just a couple of days or weeks before we have to go out of town for a couple of weeks. That, you're going to have some late night phone calls.
Oh, I think you can soften it, though.
You could.
If you can somehow wrangle your parents into town to make sure she has help, or she has parents nearby that can help her during that time. 2 weeks without you and just the kid by herself, you will absolutely experience some pain on the other side of that. However,
I don't think there's going to be any time with her solo with a kid. It's going to be when I decide to leave Oxnard, right, to get back. Or is this at the end of July training camp or mid-July? You know I'm bad with dates.
No, training camp's end of July, early August.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, like, the last week in July and the first week in August is probably what you should expect.
So, it's probably going to be a birth, and then I'll be gone.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the part that's going to be the problem.
Because that's the least of the worries. I was worried about having to leave California and drive back and get a flight.
No, yeah.
I'm sure Intercom would have, you know, happily paid for that. that would have gone over very well. Extra rental car. Yeah. Those are the things I was worried about. I'm not worried about, you know, enough family will be there.
Oh, that's for sure. Yeah. That's for sure. Now.
She's Hispanic.
This is the question I was dying to find out all night. Because there's always some, all guys are like this. And there's always one friend that says, who's the father? Or give my best to the dad. Mm-hmm. Who was the friend that said that?
Goldberg.
Of course it was. Yeah. I just wanted to make sure. Yeah,
he's like, you're going to stay with her since, you know, are you going to stay with her since she's having an affair? Are you going to stay with her because she's obviously sleeping with other people?
There's always some jerk.
Those didn't get me at all. There's nothing that you can really say that can phase me with it. You know, the hand stuff came out.
Do you recall the evening of conception? Like doing the backtrack of when it happened. Do you?
Yeah. What was the position?
Because again, my wife and I were able to pinpoint it specifically to our vacation in Montana as catalyst.
Let me give you a counter question. If you can pinpoint it, does it mean that you aren't consistent?
It means that you probably have one already. Like you have a kid already?
Yeah, so yes. Then it bogs down?
Yes.
No, I can't I can't pinpoint it.
All right. High five, man.
We found out as soon as we got back from New York, that New York trip.
Oh, okay.
So all then, right. You know, you got to go and make sure the first appointment is fine, and then the health, and then the gender, and then, you know, I mean, it's not surprising to you guys, but I had, you know, I was waiting for I was waiting for a slower sports period.
Of course.
You know, I wasn't going to.
You don't want to do that with week 16.
I could have had the kid on Sunday night, and with Mike McCarthy getting hired, I would never have brought it up on a Cowboy Monday. You know, you got to wait for it to bog down a little bit. Friday, you know, preview stuff, you know, announce it yesterday. So I tried to soften it with her to say, you know, let's announce it when I can talk about it for a segment, fill a segment, you know?
Absolutely. I get that. I think a lot of people know if they're actively trying.
Yeah.
When it was, because they're taking their temperature and, my gosh, they're charting.
Well, we were like actively trying, but not like you were, and a lot of people do, you know, where the gun is to the head. Like, hey, the sundial just.
That was
just
a knife.
Yeah, it was a knife. Hey, the clock just hit, you know, the dates, and they have these apps that tell you when to do it and all that stuff. But, no, it wasn't to that degree. But, look, we ain't getting any younger. You know what I'm saying? I'm old as it is. My dad is like, don't worry about getting too old for it. I'm like, Dad, 83-year-old dads with 38-year-old kids aren't the norm. You should be dead. You should be in the ground. I don't want to be that. So I'm getting started way, way, way late in the game anyway. So that was the news that came out yesterday.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you.
Life just changed for the better.
Well, we'll see. A lot of people, you know, that's the most common response.
I mean, we're obligated to say it because, you know, if
the
we don't.
The most difficult, the most rewarding.
I know.
The most difficult, the most rewarding. That's all I got. Yep. The most trying and the best. So that was the save line over and over and
that's
over.
That's it. Everyone will tell you that.
Yep. Even Choppy's like, are you kidding? He texts me, are you kidding me? He's like, there's no, and Choppy doesn't get like this sappy. He's like, there's no handbook. There's no guide.
Yep, no instruction manual.
There's no instruction manual. It's the best ride of your life, man. So
I totally disagree with that. But before I had my first son, Hunter, I read at least 6 books. Dr. Spock was my book.
Dr. Spock.
I love Dr. Spock.
Oh, my God. My mom read that.
That is a classic book that every guy should read. And then What to Expect When You're Expecting. I know it's a chick book. Now flip through the pages.
Oh yeah, I have 38 questions written down for prep. Like I have 38 questions for you guys. Just paranoia, being anal. You know, no pun intended. But all these different issues and topics, I have to get out of the way. All right, let's get this out of the way. Mike McCarthy named Kellen Moore the play caller. I was dead wrong on this. I thought it was a foregone conclusion. And by the way, thanks to everyone for all the messages yesterday. I tried to write back everyone on all the social media stuff and the Autoflex Leasing Fantex. Love you guys. Appreciate it. But I thought Mike McCarthy was definitely going to be calling the plays, but I know you love this decision. You love it.
I thought he was joking initially when I first saw this. I was like, this can't be true. Somebody screwed this up.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm a fan of like just, you know, being the overseer, you know, like the guy who sits on top of the perch and just kind of looks at everything and makes sure this is in order and that's in order. And, you know, if you look at Mike McCarthy in Green Bay, they do say that he became a better game manager when he stopped calling the plays. You know, his percentage of.
He also said he would never give it up again.
I know. So I wonder if that was a Jerry, you know.
Oh, here we go.
Right.
Here we go. Did Jerry mandate it? Kavanaugh floated that yesterday. A lot of people saying this is a Jerry call.
Could be. It could be. It could be a decision. You know, like they were all looking together. Yeah, you know, he's done this before. The terminology with Dak is this, and they've got a good rapport. Maybe that's going to be the same. But, yeah, I think that, you know, the walk-around type coach, let the coordinators call things, that's how I like it. Just so – because to me, the most important thing a head coach does in the game – is make sure that all of their expertise and their time is spent on challenges and going for it and managing the clock and managing the game. You know,
there's no doubt that if you were writing it down, right? If you had no one in your organization hired, it was a blank slate and you were writing it down, you would want the head coach as the overall CEO. My battle is, when someone is a specialist at something, like Andy Reid, I have to have Andy Reid calling plays. I think you and I disagree on the importance of a play caller. I think it's more important. You think it's less important. Like, I have to have Andy Reid call the plays because that's his gift.
Yeah.
I have to have, you know, if Peyton Manning was a coach on my staff. I want Peyton Manning calling the plays. That's his gift. And Mike McCarthy's gift, I think, is play calling. Unless I know that he's an all-around great coach.
Yeah.
And like Belichick, you know, Matt Rhule has been on all the different units, all the different sides. Yeah, I'm much more comfortable with you as the CEO. But Jason on that side of the ball didn't work. Jason as the overall CEO didn't improve. I mean, he did improve his game managing, I think, a little bit, but not as much as I would have hoped. I'm just worried about losing McCarthy, the specialist. And my other question is this. If they're keeping the same terminology, does that mean it's the same
offense?
Offense?
I don't think so. I think you could change your terminology to match the new plays.
Okay. That's what I would
think. I don't know. That's way beyond my head.
It has to be a different offense. It has to be a different offense. I was just like, how are you keeping the same terminology?
Oh, yeah. You're not going to fire a coach to bring in a new coach to run the West Coast offense and then have him run the Coryell one.
Yeah.
I just can't imagine like that. That's what you would do. Yeah, to me, I think the game plan is more important than the actual play, the individual who calls the play.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they're going to have a plan in place, and, you know, all the first 15 are scripted or however many they may script. Yeah, and then obviously he could have some input. He'll have input. He'll have a play sheet in front of him. He's not going to be like Jason, I don't think. You know, Jason didn't really even have a play sheet in front of him half the time.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.